Here we're going to learn Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph of Masech Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to talk about a person whose legs are cut off, if he's allowed to go out on Shabbos with something that sort of helps him walk, even though he doesn't have legs. Hakiteo Yotze Bikav Shalo. He can go out with the stub that's made out, not a stub. The stub is what is left on his leg. The wooden leg, like the false leg that he has. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir. It's not considered that he's carrying when he's carrying around his wooden leg. Rabbi Yossi Oser. But Rabbi Yossi says that that's Aser to do because a wooden shoe is not considered a shoe, and therefore it's considered to be a masa. V'imyeshal beis kibul kesisin tamei. And if, aside from the place where he puts the edge of his thigh, there is hollowed out in the wooden peg a place to put a soft clothing in order, or a soft cushioning in order that his thigh should that his stub shouldn't hurt. So then that kav is mekabel tuma. That it's considered something, meaning that wooden leg now has a base kibul, and because it has a base kibul, it has a receptacle, it's mekabel tuma. So if the person has both legs amputated and he walks on his knees, both of the bottoms of his legs amputated, and walks on his knees when he goes outside, smocho shalo, the leather padding that he puts on his knees in order to protect him, tamei midros or tamei medros, v'yotzen ben b'shabbos, and he's allowed to go out with them in Shabbos because they're considered a tachshit, v'nechasen ben b'azara, and it's not considered a shoe, he's allowed to walk inside the azara with them. Kisei samucho shalo tamei in midras v'yotzen ben b'shabbos. A person who has a wheelchair, but it's not, it doesn't have wheels on it. It was just a chair that he would use to move around on. So it's tamei medras, but he cannot go out with it on Shabbos. Ve'in nechlasen ben bazar, he can't go into the azar with it because it's also considered like a shoe. Lukmatin, a certain type of mask that they would put on to scare children or whatever as a shtick. Tahorin, they're not mekabel tuma. Ve'in yosin ben, you're not allowed to wear them outside on Shabbos. So now says the Gemara, Amalei Rav of Nachman Hechi Tanan. How do we learn our Mishnah when it says that a kiteya can go out with his kav shalo according to Rav Meir and Rav Yossi asrus, or is it Eina Kiteya Divramei Rav Yossi Matir? Is it that Kiteya cannot and Rav Yossi is Matir? Meaning which Shita holds which way? We know that it's Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi who holds what in this Machlokas. So Amalei Lo Yadano. So Rav Nachman says, I don't know. So he asked Hilchas Amai, okay, which way do we paskin? Amalei Lo Yadano. I don't know which way we paskin. So Gemara brings different Amoraim in their take on this particular question. Itmar Omer Shmuel Eina Kiteya. Shmuel says that the proper kirsa of the Mishnah is that the Tanakama says Eina Kiteya, that he's not allowed to go out with his wooden leg, and Rabbi Yossi is Matir. V'chein Omer Rav Huna Ein Hakiteya. Omer Rav Yosef Holva Omer Shmuel Ein Hakiteya. V'Omer Rav Huna Ein Hakiteya. And then I mean this is Ein Hakiteya, meaning that those are good enough sources. Shmuel and Rav Huna are big enough shoulders or broad enough shoulders to rely on that. That's the correct girsa of the Mishnah, that it's Ein Hakiteya. So Gemara says Maskla Rav Bar Shira Lo Shmuel Lehu Had Masni Le Rav Chanan Bar Rav Lechia Bar Rav Kamed Rav Bikito Tonad be Rav, Eina Kiteya Yotze Bekavshalo Divra Meir Rabbi Yossi Matir Umachvi Le Rav Epuch. Don't you know the story that happened that a bunch of Chacham were trying to teach Rav the Mishnah in that form that we just said is the correct form? There a Meir says Eina Kiteya and Rabbi Yossi is Matir, and Rav said no, you have to flip it around. He made a simon with his hands to show flip it around. Amar Rav Nachman Yisak V'Simana Samach Samach. The similar davar to remember the correct Yirsa is Rabbi Yossi Oser. Those words sound the same. Yossi and Oser, they both have a samach, so that's how you should remember it. Va'af Shmuel Hadarbei, and even Shmuel ultimately changed his mind and thought that the correct girsa should be Ein Hakiteya Ditnan, because it says in the Mishnah by Chalitza Chaltza B'Sandal Shena Shalo, if a person does Chalitza with a shoe that does not belong to the Yavam, or B'Sandal Shal Eitz, or Shal Smol B'Yamin, chalitza kshera. They use a wooden sandal or a left shoe on the right foot. The chalitza is kosher. V'amrin man tana. So we ask, who's the tana that taught that a wooden shoe is kosher? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Meir. Shmuel says it's Rabbi Meir who holds that even a wooden leg is considered meaning that even a wooden shoe is considered a shoe. Ditanan, because in our Mishnah he said, I can tell you, Yotze b'kav shalo div Rameir, Rabbi Yossi Yoser, that Rameir is the one that holds that the amputee can go out with his wooden leg. So you see that Shmuel ultimately was mekabel that girsa of Rav. Va'af Rav Huna hadarbei. And even Rav Huna also changed his mind as to the correct girsa. Titanya, because we have a brisa that tells us, sandal shel sayadin, a sandal, a shoe that belongs to people who sell cement that's made out of wood, that meaning the shoe is made out of wood, tamei midras, is tamei tumas medras. If a zav wears it, that sandal becomes tamei tumas medras. V'isha choletes bo, v'yotzen ba b'shabbos, tiv Rabbi Kiva, a woman could do chalitza with it, and you go out with it on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kiva. V'lo hodilo, but the chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Akiva. V'hatnan, so we ask in that, but it says in the Mishnah, hodilo, that the chachamim do agree to Rabbi Akiva, that it's tamei medras. So Rafuna man hodulo, Rabbi Meir, uman lo hodulo, Rabbi Yossi. It depends which chacham you're talking about. Rabbi Meir, who says that a kiteya is yotze bekav shalo, he holds that even a wooden shoe is considered a shoe. He's hodulo. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a wooden shoe is not considered a shoe in our Mishnah, he's the one that's lo hodulo. So the Gemara brings another teretz to the stira from the Mishnah to the Braisa, and if they, meaning the stira, whether they were hodulo or not. Rav Yosef Amar, man lo hodulo, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri. The one that was lo hodulo was Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri. Titnan, because the Mishnah says, kaveres shel kash, that if you have a basket made out of straw, v'shoferes shel konim, or you have a small kli, like a basket made out of reeds, Rabbi Akiva metame, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri metar. Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri says that it's not mekabel tumah, because Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri holds that since it's not normal to make a basket out of straw, you normally would make a basket out of reeds, it's not considered a real clear, it's not mekabel tumah. So a shoe, since it's not normal to make a shoe out of wood, it's only normal to make a shoe out of leather, it's not considered a real shoe, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. So Amar Mar, sandal shel sayadin tamei medras. So we said before that a sandal shel sayadin is tamei tumas medras halavli lucha avdi, but the sandal is not made for walking, only to protect his shoes, that it shouldn't get burnt in the hot tar that he's dealing with. So why is it mekabel tumas medras? So Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Ula shekein hasayad metayel bo ad shemagiel lebeso, because he doesn't only wear it while he's dealing with the hot tar or the cement, or he continues to wear it all the way until he gets back home to his house. So you see, it does function in a certain sense like a regular shoe. V'imlo yeshul beis kibul ksisin tam. So we had said in the Mishnah that if the wooden leg has a place to put cushioning inside of it, like a hollowed out area where you could place cushioning in there, then it's tameh. Amar Abaye, tameh tumas meis ve'ein tameh medras. That it becomes an ava tumah if it touches a meis, but it's not makabel tumas medras because it's not made to be leaned on by the amputee. Rava amar af tameh medras. No, it is makabel tumas medras because sometimes the amputee will lean on it. So Amar Rava mina aminala. How do I know my din, that I'm correct, that it's even tamei tumas medras? It's not, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Beitza, agola shel katan, if you have a wagon that would, you know, like a toy wagon for a child, that a child would ride on, tamei medras. It's tamei, if the katan is a zav and he sits in it, it becomes tamei tumas medras and av hatumah, because it's made to be sat in by the katan. So you see, even if something is only sometimes made to be leaned on or sat on, it's tamei medras. So the Gemara says, v'abayi Abaye says, nah, it's not a raya. Hasam samachi lavei. Hachalo samachi lavei. By the wagon, it's made to lean on. Over here, by the amputee's leg, it's not made to lean on, for the amputee to lean on it. Amar Abaye mina aminala. So Abaye says, how do I know my shita, that it's tamei tumas meis, but not tumas medras? Titanya, because we have a brisa that tells us, makal shel zakenim, a cane that an old person walks with, tohar miklum. It's not makabel tuma at all. It's not makabel tumas medrus because it's not made to lean on, because he's walking while he's using it, even though sometimes he's leaning on it, and obviously it's meant to put some of your weight on it, and it's not makabel other tuma because it's pshute kliyates, which are not makabel tuma. So you see, something that's beikr, not a medrus, is even though sometimes you might lean on it, is not tamei tumas medrus. Vir Rava, how's Rava going to be miyashiv that brisa? So he'll say that according that the din of a cane is different than the wooden leg of an amputee. Hasam over there by the cane that an old person uses. The reason it's not tamei tumas medrus is because literutze sugya avida. It's made just to correct his issues with walking and to keep him standing upright, but not to really fully lean his whole body on. But over here by the amputee's wooden leg, it is made primarily to lean his entire body on, and therefore he will lean on it, and that will make it tamei tumas medrus. So he said that the kisei smuchos of the amputee is tamei medrus. He's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Can't go with him into the azara because it's like a shoe. So tani tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan nichnasim ben azara, that they taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan that you can walk in with it into the azara. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said, ani shona ishu choletes po va'at amrit nichnasim. I say that a woman could do chalitza with these smuchos, that it's considered a shoe. And you're telling me in the Mishnah, nichnasin, that you're allowed to go into the azar with it? So to me, ain nichnasin ben azar. What you have to say is that it should, the real correct girsa is that you're not allowed to go into the azar with it, that it's actually considered a shoe. Luktamin tahora. So my luktamin, the Mishnah had said that luktamin are tahor. What exactly is luktamin? So Amar Rabbi Avohu, chamara di akafa. It's a image of a donkey that's being lifted on the shoulders that they make for clowns. So meaning it makes it look like you're riding on a donkey, meaning you would carry it on, I guess it's like almost like a stilts, but in the shape of a donkey. So it makes it look like the clown is riding on a donkey. Rav Papa Amar Kshiri. It's something that it's stilts. Rav Huna Amar Prami. It's a certain type of mask that they would put on the face. Meaning, either way, it's something that you would see by a circus. But three shitos. Either it's something that makes it look like he's riding on a donkey because it's the image of a donkey, or it's stilts, or it's a mask that has like a scary face on it that would scare children or something like that. Okay, we will stop there. Bezos Hashem. Next time we will do Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis.